would have the honor of giving this child the name Jesus. Naming a child was normally the duty of its father. Yet we know that Joseph was not Jesus' earthly father. It's not his natural, his biological father. As we said earlier, Jesus was born of an earthly mother without the need of an earthly father. But by instructing Joseph to name Mary's child, God is giving this man the honor of being the child's legal father. A father who could trace his lineage back to King David and beyond. And as far as the original Jewish readership of Matthew's gospel is concerned, this was no small thing. But that isn't all. Not only does Joseph have the honor of naming this child, he is given the honor of conferring on the child a specific name, Jesus. Because, says the angel in verse 21, he will save his people from their sins. This was to be no ordinary child. And God had chosen Joseph, this receptive man, to be his legal father. Having demonstrated then that when it comes to a word from God, Joseph is a receptive man, we then see that he is also a responsive man. Verse 24, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, and he gave him the name Jesus. Joseph responded by choosing option three, God's option, knowing that the way ahead would not be smooth. Are you faced with options in your life at the present time? Perhaps you're at a crossroads and you're not sure which way to go. Maybe you're between a rock and a hard place, as they say. No option seems particularly attractive. Even God's option, his way forward, might not appear all that exciting to you. If you're having a problem going God's way, remind yourself of what is written in his word. In 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 31, we read this. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. Do you need refuge? A safe place to run to? Why not run to God? His way might not always be easy, but I believe with all my heart that his way is perfect. Always. Because he never, ever, ever makes mistakes. Joseph was a righteous man. He was a respectful man, a reflective man, a receptive man, a responsive man. And finally, we see that he was a restrained man, verse 25, still in Matthew chapter 1. Joseph's talking about Joseph, he had no union with her, with Mary, until she gave birth to a son. Now, the angel had told Joseph to not be afraid to take Mary home as his wife. That's in verse 20. And in verse 24, we read, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. So here's the obedience of this man. The angel said, Joseph did. He acted in obedience. But notice, there seems to be no command for Joseph to hold back from normal sexual relations with the woman that he was taking home as his wife. Nevertheless, as the righteous man that he was, he took the decision to restrain himself in this regard. I think Joseph was underlining his belief that the child Mary was carrying was a very unique, special child. And In exercising such self-restraint, he emphasized that this was not only a virgin conception, but would truly be a virgin birth. Now, none of us is called to the circumstances that Joseph found himself in. But there might be occasions when it would be wise for us to exercise restraint, even over a legitimate activity. We hear so much today, don't we, about people claiming their rights to certain things. It's my right to do this. It's my right to have that. But like Joseph, there might be times in our lives with various other situations when it's appropriate to give up something that we're lawfully entitled to for the sake of somebody else's reputation or for their benefit. Not insisting on our rights can sometimes be a demonstration of love towards another person. Well, I started this message by introducing you to the concept of altruism. The idea of putting other people's interests before our own. Well, one day I was teaching a class on the subject of psychological altruism, and I invited the students to comment. Lots of interesting ideas were put forward. And then one guy came out with this. He said, "You know, I think there's only one person who can truly be described as being altruistic, and that's Jesus Christ." Well, quite an interesting discussion followed, as you can imagine. And although Joseph has been the main focus of this morning's message, the main focus of the Bible's message is Jesus. And what was Joseph told about this Jesus? We read it earlier in Matthew 1:21. Joseph was told that he, Jesus, will save his people from their sins. Has Jesus saved you from your sins? Each one of us has sinned, you know. The Bible tells us none of us lives our lives as we ought. There are lots of good things that we should have done, but we haven't. And there are heaps of bad things that we have done that we shouldn't have. I reckon you can all relate to that. You see, we've all rebelled against God and his standard for living. And as a result, we live under God's judgment. But that judgment can be taken away if we allow Jesus to save us from all these sins, all these wrong things, all the messy, foolish, irresponsible decisions and actions that we've engaged in. If you haven't yet done so, why not call out to him today to save you from your sins? And you know something? He most certainly will.